It's almost time for Chock the Block, the largest public arts festival in the Southwest. The event is free and will feature over 200 artists. This year, the special installations include Impulse, a publicly activated light and sound experience, Paradox Pyramid, an interactive abstract pyramid installation, and much, much more. Here to tell us all about it is Ben Fife from MCAD. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me again.
11 years, Ben Fife.
Oh my God. It has aged me, but
Your hair is great. Yeah. We were great when we started this. That is a true statement.
It is true, but actually this is a great event. We look forward to it every year.
It's pretty amazing, and every year it just kind of keeps evolving.
It does. You know, it was really funny. We were talking about this in the office today, and this event was really started initially with the idea of helping to activate downtown when
right.
it was a little sleepier than it is now.
Right.
But as a result, over the years, the fact that downtown is really growing with us, mm-hmm. every year is a little different. And every year we have to plan for, you know, new construction or a streetcar or things like that.
little things,
but it's a great problem to have. I mean, I think we really feel like downtown is reflecting the way Chock the Block is looking every year. More and more, lots of activity, lots of creative energy, and just a great place to spend a weekend.
And let's talk about that, because obviously we have a streetcar now, and that means that the footprint has to adjust to said streetcar.
Sure. Yeah, actually, I think almost every major festival in town is having to readjust their footprint. What's really cool about that, even though the streetcar is in testing right now, is once it's fully operational, it's just another way to get downtown not have to worry about looking for parking, which, mm-hmm. as we both know, is something everyone always gripes about downtown. So just avoid it and park somewhere else and ride the streetcar in when it's running.
That's right. Next year, you can ride the streetcar to Chock the Block.
Actually, hopefully by the end of this year.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So we teased Impulse, so I feel like we should start there.
Yeah. This is a really cool installation out of a creative collective that is based in Montreal. I think a lot of people over the years have seen images of this piece cited in various major cities like Montreal, Paris. I think it's been to Austin. It's been to Sydney. But these are basically seesaws mm-hmm. that light up, and multiple people can engage. Not just two people, but multiple people can ride them.
Oh, how cool.
And these will be lined up actually on Mill Street. We're going to have 20 of them. And so they will just create a really fun sort of spectacle and a way to kind of get people interactive and engaged. We were just laughing about this the other day in the office. I can't even remember the last time I saw a seesaw.
Me neither, much less a light up.
So it's so funny. We had already begun the contracting process with this artist. And my boss, the director of the department, Tracy Jerome, came to me and she's like, oh my God, have you ever seen these things? They're so cool. Wouldn't it be great to one day? And I'm like, we're way ahead of you. Yeah, we'll get right on that. So it's great. I think great minds think alike. But this is one we've been looking at for years. And the timing finally lined up.
As is usually the case, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to kind of spy out these large installations well in advance. And at some point, they'll get here.
They will. And actually, I will say that's one thing we have seen as this event has grown. We're starting to see more and more events like this around the country.
Mm-hmm.
We get people contacting us all the time asking, how do I do this kind of event? We've seen what you do. We're interested in that. Where do we start?
Yeah.
Just this weekend, we actually had a reach out from a Chamber of Commerce looking to start theirs in New Mexico.
Oh, cool.
Last year, we had people from Albuquerque in who were actually just touring the event for the full 3 days, really wanting to see it inside out. But that also means that there's more and more competition for these installations, which is cool. But again, a lot of times we know, like, put it on the board and we may not get it this year. But
it'll happen.
Yeah, it'll eventually happen.
We also talked about the Paradox Pyramid, which is also really neat.
Yeah. You know, actually, this is really exciting. It's been a while since we've done an original commission for the festival.
Mm-hmm. By a local artist.
Yeah. And so Laura Turón, who I think your audience may be familiar with her Paradox,
the traveling
mm-hmm. bus that becomes an interactive installation, proposed taking that project to sort of a different level by building a 30-foot pyramid, actually, that will be sited in Arts Festival Plaza that the public can walk through. And it's covered with these drawings that she does that are really designed to become sort of a little bit of an optical illusion and create sort of just an optical environment. It's going to be really beautiful. I think when you see Laura's work, it's really amazing to think of her doing it all by hand. And she works very, very slow and in a very meditative way. But she's working very fast to get this done.
You're like, but it will be at your
It will be done. Yeah. But it's really cool. I mean, I think one of the things that I love most about this event is the ability for us to be able to highlight our local artists and put them right alongside an incredible artist from Montreal. And, you know, they both do amazing things. And I think it really helps our local artists understand how strong their work is in a worldwide context.
Oh, and then the relationships that are built from it, right?
Absolutely.
Then they become friendly and collaborate and all these other neat tertiary things kind of happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what's really part of the spirit of the event, too, is that it really is just a celebration of creativity. And I think people coming together and people from out of town, you know, like I said, we have people coming in from out of town to see how we're doing this. We have people now coming in from out of town just to experience it for themselves. And our artists every year that we bring in and their crew,
they're like, what the heck is
this? Yeah, they tend to fall in love with El Paso. And a lot of times they really do forge those connections with our local artists, which is great.
Well, I'm always amazed at what Laura is able to pull off because it always seems like larger than life. And then it exists. So
yeah,
she built a bus. I'm pretty sure she's going to build this pyramid.
Yeah, I think this is child's play for her.
Done. So. Moving on. We've got this cool mural walk situation.
Yeah, actually. So we had not done sort of live murals in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one thing actually that people, kind of the feedback we were getting was that people really wanted us to bring that back. And I think it's so funny in the department in MCAD, we have murals at any given moment. We're funding one, we're planning one. So for us, it's we don't really think about it as something unique to bring to El Paso because it's so part of our culture.
But it's the process, I think.
Exactly. I think people are really excited to be able to see somebody taking a very ordinary wall and turning it into something right in front of their eyes. So this year we have it. It's curated by Jesus Alvarado, who everybody knows as Simi.
Mm-hmm.
And he is engaging some local artists. He's also bringing in some incredible talent from around the country using his connections to bring in some major street artists. The street artists that we're bringing in this year, they have done work at major festivals and events. They've also had major corporate clients like the NFL and Nike. So these are big time artists. I think everybody's excited to be able to get them on their Instagram feed because that's
right.
A big part of Talk the Block. But it's going to be really cool.
Can you tell us some of the artists? I mean, I see there's a guy named Vile. Is that one of the ones?
Vile One, actually, yeah, he is out of L.A. His work tends to feature a lot of eyes, so it really does become sort of this wall that's watching
you.
Prepared
to be seen.
Yeah. It's a Living. He actually does a lot of text-based work, and so we're actually working with him right now to sort of nail down exactly what the phrase is that we want him to really focus on. And these will temporarily be up a little longer than the rest of the event. So we want to make sure it's something that will stand the test of a couple of months.
Yeah, if I'm not
versus
mistaken,
just a weekend.
I feel like some of the murals from past Chuck the Blocks are still up, no?
Well, actually, not at this point.
Okay, then I'm confused.
But there has been, sometimes they have stayed up for almost a year.
Yeah.
Just because people really want them to stay up. So some of these will be up for some time. But I think it's a way for us to have a presence that lasts just a little longer than
right.
the nature of the three-day event. And then, of course, we have 51 chalk artists who are going to be creating murals on the sidewalk. Those will be very temporary. And this is the first year that we're actually going to have all of our chalk artists in one place. So one of the complaints we've had over the years is, you know, I can't find this section or where are the artists who are doing really big squares. So all of our chalk artists this year are going to be in the pedestrian pathway. And that's the space between the convention center and the ballpark. So you'll be able to get everybody in one straight shot, which will
nice.
Be really cool.
And the featured art, will you tell us the different categories? Because I know we have like emerging.
Emerging. We have student artists, which
right.
is always a really cool category.
That's
a
lot my favorite category.
Yeah,
like.
I think the high school students come out, they really throw down.
Yeah.
They take it really seriously. And then a lot of times those students go on to the emerging category
mm-hmm.
where we have sort of mid-level or mid-career artists. And then we have our showcase category. Those are the artists that get a little more time and they get a much bigger square and a much more complicated composition coming in.
Yeah.
So all of those will be working throughout the event. And those are very temporary. So if you do not come out on the weekend, you will not see them. They will get power washed away very quickly.
Can we talk about the food? Because, well, as you and I know, we wait for enchilada lady every single
yes,
year.
Oh my God. So we've got 13 food trucks this time. Every year, those food trucks keep getting cooler and cooler.
Uh-huh.
And there's such a diverse blend of food trucks. I got to hand it to our committee who selects vendors. They really do an outstanding job of getting not just the kind of things that I think El Paso audiences really expect from festivals. Mm-hmm. You know, we all want papas locas and our nachos, turkey leg. Mm-hmm. But then they also find some really cool, unusual stuff. And so you really have something for every palate. So I would say everyone needs to come hungry and prepared to really patronize a lot of great food trucks and really experience, I think, a lot of the adventurous cuisine that El Paso is really starting to be known for.
Yeah, every year I check the block. I'm like, I'm going to be good. I'm just going to eat, you know, like the normal person. But it does not happen.
Yeah, no, totally. You're like, I brought my own celery sticks. I'm just going to like stick to this. And then, yeah, it is out the door. But oh my God.
Last time it was the Bella Cora guy. I had these ice cream sandwiches made out of macarons, like gigantic macarons.
Yeah. I think last year I had like 78 orders of the deep fried Oreos and these incredible wonton. But yeah, so I would say definitely come hungry, come prepared to shop too. We've got 68 local artist vendors. Every year they do some amazing stuff. There's always some standouts, but I would say you really want to come prepared. And if you see something, buy it right away, because we do have people who sell out very quickly.
Yes. And every year I pretend like I'm going to do my Christmas shopping, but the stuff is so cool that I just keep it myself.
Yeah. Like, forget everybody else.
Okay, Ben Five, before you go, tell us the hours and all of that, because that's really
sure.
the most important part.
So Friday, we used to call this a soft opening, and now it's like not
it's
so soft opening. But we go 6 to 10 on Friday. We have a lot of our things activated, but not the full gamut. So if you come Saturday, you can expect to have the entire experience. That goes from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. And then Sunday, we go from 11 to 3. And by Monday morning, it will be like it never happened. Downtown will be cleaned up. Chalk art will be gone. And so you have to come down and check it out while we are in effect.
So there you have it. Chalk the Block happens next weekend. Today, my guest has been Ben Fife of MCAD. And if you need any more information about Chalk the Block, just find them at chalktheblock.com. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.